And we're back. Welcome to the return of the Precision Farming Dealer podcast, brought to you by Ag Express Electronics. Great to have you with us. I'm Noah Newman, technology editor. Today, we're catching up with Blue White CEO and founder Ben Alfi for a discussion about the future of autonomy and the company's robots as a service model. So the Blue White Autonomy Kit retrofits to existing tractor fleets and implements, and Alfi explains how the technology works and why the retrofit approach is widening that path to autonomy. He also talks about dealer opportunities, how Blue White is helping growers reduce chemical fuel inputs and also labor inputs, and he shares his overall vision for the future of the company. Tell me a little bit about Blue White, you know, how the company started, and give us an idea of your origin story.
We started Blue White mid-2017 with the idea of creating, being part of the disruption and autonomy, through autonomy in industries. And we found ourselves doing this disruption in ag, where all the stars are aligned for the technology, the maturity of the technology, the need, and the amount of people that are involved in that area. We have our R&D in Israel, and coming from a background of many years in the military industry, where I was in charge of unmanned system programs in Israel and deploying it and using this knowledge and to make as much good as possible. Today, we are 140 people in California and in Israel. R&D is in Israel. Production, we're producing in California, U.S. made, of our capabilities. And what do we do? We're doing data-driven autonomous farms with the idea of three needs on the operation cost, labor shortage, the cost of chemicals, and the cost of goods, meaning you have your tractor, you want to use it as much as possible, and you don't want to throw it away. And in that way, what we're taking any existing tractor, transforming it to autonomous. And one person can operate all those tractors. And they're not just tractoring, they're mowing, spraying, and herbicide, whatever is needed in that area. So anything that moves in the farm, and it's not the same type of tractor, it's different type of colors moving over there, can be operated from the same operating system. Very easy to use. Safety is our most important thing. And while a lot of people are talking about autonomy and bringing it up and the capabilities, we are actually commercial. And we have already growers who have more than 300,000 acres in California and Washington State. And we have more than 50,000 hours of commercial autonomous capabilities over there.
Wow. Yeah. I was at the FIRA conference, the robotics conference, a couple of years ago, and I stopped by Fresno Equipment, a John Deere dealer out there, and they had Blue White robotics on one of their John Deere tractors. So like you said, you're working with a lot of dealers right now on the West Coast, or how's that working?
So on the go-to-market, we have dealerships from New Holland and John Deere that are selling, demonstrating, and installing tractors, whether it's a new tractor or your own grower's tractor. We're doing also direct sales, but we want to blend in with the ecosystem, and we find that this enables scale in a good way. We have, as an example, we have a dealership that you send them in the morning. It's a manual tractor. And in the afternoon, after 14 hours, meaning 7 hours times two people, one day, it's an autonomous vehicle after all the testing, driving, and ready to go. This is what we do, yes.
And then kind of getting into a little bit more of the nuts and bolts, what is the Blue White Autonomy Kit? What does it look like? What's some of the componentry on there that's making this work?
So it's a system, and the idea is that you have a multi-sensors capability and sensor fusion that enables the tractor to work day and night And with or without connectivity, with or without GPS, you know, under the foliage, you don't have GPS all the time and you don't have connectivity all the time. And when you have this multi-sensor capability, you also have redundancies on safeties, on safety on that side. So this is on one side. And the other thing is that while those sensors are there for the tractor to navigate, we use it also to save chemicals because we can see in spray, because it's the same sensor we can use for more and more application, or do the mowing in the correct way, or harvest herbiciding in the correct way, whatever is needed over there. So and very unique autonomous capabilities that involves classic algorithms and AI in those areas.
And it's a retrofit kit, right? So it's added to an you have an existing piece of equipment. You just you buy the kit and you would add it to the tractor, correct? Or
yeah, because you know, money is of essence, and we want to create return on investment as fast as possible. So you're doing it as a service. You pay on a yearly basis or a quarterly basis. So you see you don't need to buy a new tractor. You know already which tractor you like. You like a green one, you like a blue one, you like an orange one, whatever. And in that area, you want it also to work for at least 10 years. So there's no reason to buy a new tractor. You don't need to invest so much.
Yeah, I read a stat where, according to the Ag Census, 40% of farmers in the United States have hit that retirement age. So, you know, there's concerns about labor issues out there. And how can something like this, like autonomy, help solve those problems?
We are at a critical stage right now, the situation is devastating. You know, Gen Z, it will not come over and drive a tractor. They don't know, first of all, how to drive a clutch. But if they know, you don't want to drive near those chemicals all day long and all life long. The reason those guys that are now in pension are doing it is because they didn't have any other option. So first and foremost, this is not a work that is that people need to do in the 21st century. We are moving from pilots and drivers to robot operators. And with having robot operators capability where I can be far from the tractor, by the way, I can jump on the tractor if I just want to hang out and for the love of driving. But I don't want to do it 12 hours a day all year long with all those chemicals around me day and night. The idea is to have it with robotics, with the app, with your iPhone or your tablet or whatever. And in that way, diversity wise, we have young men, young women, older men, older women, handicapped. Everybody can be part of the idea of working in this beautiful environment. So I'm very optimistic because what we see in Blue White and our customers, that we have positive migration to our customers. Young people are coming in. While I'm guessing you have more statistics to show that nobody is coming to Ag anymore. And the amount of people that we are shorthanded of is crazy.
And let's burn a quick time out to remind you that the Precision Farming Dealer podcast series is brought to you by Ag Express. Dealers, farmers, and those in ag know the importance of getting the most from their efforts. Technology has been a significant game changer when it works, and when it doesn't, turn to the experts at Ag Express Electronics, who find a way by specializing in the timely repair, support, sales, and engineering of ag technology. Ag Express provides component-level repairs to save time and money on those costly replacements. They also offer wiring harnesses and custom solutions to meet your customers' unique needs. They also offer wiring harnesses and custom solutions to meet your customers' unique needs. A vast portfolio of over 2,000 supported products allows Ag Express to provide possibilities for numerous agricultural concepts, whether planting, harvesting, chemical application, or hay baling. Ag Express has a solution for nearly any operation. You can feel confident doing business with Ag Express Electronics because of their excellent reputation, track record for quality work, and commitment to technology. The company is 100% certified, employee-owned, and celebrating over 30 years of providing possibilities. Now, back to the conversation. Yeah, and talking a little bit more about your customer base, you know, what does the typical blue-white customer look like? Is it a wide range in terms of, you know, the kind of crops they grow and the size of their operations? Or just how would you kind of describe your customer base?
So we went on the areas that the need is the highest. We went, first of all, for high-value crops where you have a lot of tractors per acre and it works all year long. And you don't have people to do that. Okay. And it's with the same software and hardware, we are doing any type of tractor, any type of implement, but also any type of crops. We're working in apples, citrus, almonds, and nuts, stone fruits, hops, berries, going to sugarcane, and we'll do also, open fields, which is much easier, by the way, to work over there. But the idea is where the need is high, where you have a lot of tractors day and night, and we're agnostic to which type of crop on which type of tractor.
And looking at your vision for the future of the company, you're with a lot of farms on the West Coast right now. Do you see an opportunity to move to east, more towards the Midwest and the row crops out there, corn, soybeans, and whatnot? Or what does the vision look like here for the future?
So our idea is to go where the need is. We see huge need in Europe. Also elderly growers getting over there. And with a huge need, we see ourselves going to the East Coast of the U.S., upstate New York, Florida, and also going into those areas, the Midwest that you've talked about. Latin America, also there. You don't have enough people, and Australia is crazy. Our idea is to enhance our footprint with relationship that we are doing with counterparts in the ecosystem, from the dealership networks, etc.
Okay, and then what would you say is, you know, one of the keys to increasing the adoption rate of autonomous technology like Blue White? I read an article in the Wall Street Journal talking about how retrofit kits is a good way to get more technology on the farm, because like you said, you know, people don't have to, they have the tractor they like or the piece of equipment they like and they can just add to it. So, you know, would you agree with that, and that retrofit kits are a good way to kind of speed up the adoption rates of autonomy?
Definitely, this is the way to start and to create as much more trust as possible. So the idea is first and foremost to maximizing existing assets. And yes, in a few years, you will have tractors with blue white inside that have our algorithms and our capabilities that have matured already in those aftermarket kits that have been done. But aftermarket is here to stay for the next decade or two. It's not a transition that happens so fast, especially in this market. And you don't want to impose huge investment on growers. You want them to see it, to run with it, to gain trust. And just like your smartphones, you know, to create adoption and addiction, because you can create much more with less on that area.
And what's the cost of a blue white autonomy kit? Is there a service contract that usually comes along with it, or how does that work?
So our idea is, in general, is to be at least 50% of your yearly cost less. To operate tractors in California costs around $100,000 a year. You save on the person that needs to drive, and he drives only one shift, not double shift, and the amount of chemicals that you spend because it's not doing the exact job, and the quality of work is low, or you don't need 12 tractors. 8 can do the job because they can run much more. So the idea is we're doing it as a service, saving in some areas where people are saving 80-85% on their yearly cost. And on those areas, so with this is the way we are doing it, and we are doing it as a yearly model, and in a way, and in general, it's around you know, $30,000. But mainly, the idea is not to talk about what is the actual price now, if it's okay, but just to talk about the saving.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was curious, you probably do a lot of traveling. How much of your time has been in Fresno, and how much is your time spent in Israel? Do you fly back and forth a lot, or what does your schedule look like?
It's very easy. As an entrepreneur, you're just awake and you know that the 2028, I will be asleep for like a month. So you're just awake all the time. It's also an opportunity because that way we can work all around the clock and also to create availability to our clients all around the clock, because we have people in both zone areas. Myself, I spend half of the time with our R&D team, half of the time with our R&D team and half of the time with our clients and our growers all around.
And then you said you're up to about 140 employees now. How much have you guys grown over the past couple of years?
What we've seen is that we have grown much more. At the beginning, we had more operation people. And now because we're working with dealership and the growers are the operators of the vehicles, we invest more and more in growing in the R&D and more capabilities. And we see ourselves around a couple of hundred people. But the idea is to be a technological company that enables the ecosystem that exists already. You know, I know our values are fellowship, love of the land, and innovation. And fellowship means that everybody needs to win, and the ecosystem is amazing. And helping a dealership to transform from metal sellers to technology sellers and enablers, and to see growers going from hard-working labor to robotics operation, all those things, this is our goal. So we are blending in.
If someone's listening to this right now, just what would you say are a few key takeaways you'd want them to take home just in terms of what they should know about Blue White and the work you guys are doing?
Autonomy is happening. It's not a dream. You can save money now. You can have much healthier life now. And you can bring your kid back home.
All right. Well said. All the questions on my list there. Is there anything I'm leaving out or anything else you wanted to touch on?
No, I think, there's only one thing I'm guessing that will be also a big thing, not just on the labor part, but also on having people near chemicals. I think this is going to be a big issue with the Roundup and et cetera. There is no reason for people to be near tractors running and spreading chemicals. And the only reason there is no regulation about it, it's because there wasn't any other option. Now we have options. So it will happen and it should happen. You know, both of us have been in airplanes where people smoked inside. And today we think, oh, how the hell did that happen? So this is the only thing that I think that will happen much faster. And we at the ecosystem should push everybody to transform as fast as possible, because we need to have a healthier life, all of us.
Great conversation there. That'll wrap things up for this edition of the Precision Farming Dealer Podcast, brought to you by Ag Express Electronics. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, until next time, for all things Precision Farming Dealer related, head to precisionfarmingdealer.com. I'm Noah Newman. Have a great day.